Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, how are you?
to get up really early, and and I went to the eye doctor and went to get my hair done because I'm getting ready to get married really soon. So, you know, I got to look at
that's so cool. You got your hair done. Guess what? I painted my toenail for the first time in 6 months.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yay.
I know.
Yay, we got to be ready. We're getting married, right, Judy? We're getting married.
We're totally getting married. You got your hair done, and I painted my toes. Oh, I should take a video of it in my dancing. Yeah, I will. I'm going to show my, they're orange. I made them orange, like my font.
Yeah, I got my toes and fingers done last week. I had to get my hair done this week, so you know, gotta look good for my Jesus.
All right. So how was late night chat? I went to bed early. Anything exciting happened? Did I miss anything?
Actually, I left late night chat about midnight. No. Not much going on. We're just chatting.
Nice.
So, yeah, I mean, I didn't go to bed right when I left midnight chat, late night chat, but extreme late night chat, but. Yeah, we have to chat about midnight, I think all three of us, me, Jason, and Jamala, Jason, Gemma, and I, and then Joe popped in, and I chatted with Joe briefly, and then we left.
Okay,
he told me to
go
to bed. Joe told me to go to bed and get to sleep. I'm like, okay.
Chat room's making me laugh. Tana, what's your schedule today?
Yeah.
What's your sketch?
What's my schedule today?
Yeah.
I have to leave for work. I have to be to work at 5:30.
Okay.
At California time. Yeah.
And then you'll be back in chat with us around 10?
Hopefully sooner than that, but yeah, that's probably a good time.
Yeah, because we just have a dance party tonight because it's Saturday night, okay? So.
Oh, okay.
So we'll do our bit. It'll be fun. I want to welcome Kat. Hi, Kat.
Hi,
Kat. Hi, Keith.
Hey, Keith.
Hi, Keith.
Hi, Pat. Hi, Keith.
Hello.
Hi,
sweetie.
Hi.
Hi. It's Tana,
hey.
Pat, and Keith, and Luco. Luco tells everybody hi. He's at work.
Yeah.
He had to work.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Luco. Hey, Luco.
Hey, Luco.
Yeah, he's at work, but I think tomorrow he'll be on because he's off work early. But he told us to tell everyone hi. I talked to Katie for a long time today. She has to go to her grandparents for Mother's Day and her mom's birthday. She tell everybody hi, and
good.
She's hoping she disappears right in front of them.
cool.
So, yeah. Anyway, Bill didn't notice the Kool-Aid. Bill, you might have to replay that video, Bill. It was all about the Kool-Aid, the video I just made for y'all. I want to welcome Carol. She has to visit with her brother, so she might not be with us for long. But Carol, hi, Gemma, and Lala, and our two guests. You should make a name for yourself, guests. And John Berthaud, and Kenneth, and Chris. Kenneth is making spaghetti for dinner. If you come early to church, I set up the chat room early. You can find out all the scoop on what everyone's doing. It's kind of fun. All right, so Kenneth is making spaghetti. Hi, Chris Slaughter. And hi, Nick. And hi, Alana. I haven't gotten an email from you, Alana. What are you doing? You doing some shady stuff or what? I mean, come on now, girl. Fill me in on what you're doing with your bae. Bae, what's bae doing? And Bill, glad you're here. And it's so fun because Bill's not working, you know, so. He's going to quit his job so I can pick him up in the RV. Raina, I'm glad you're here. Good to see you, Raina, and Rojo, and Roman, and Rhea. Rhea from Canada. Rhea says that we dance alike, so Rhea's going to make me a dance video in late night chat tonight, and we're going to laugh, okay? You can make it private. It's time to party. Our king is coming, guys.
Amen.
So, yeah. I mean, what else is there to do but welcome him to Austin? Yeah, huh? Anywho, so what should be a church? Anyone have any? Oh, someone sent me a dream. But anyway, why don't you guys tell me what's going on in your life? Everybody's unmuted. What's going on, people?
You know what's going on in my life. So, Leah had a word for the church this morning. If she calls in, I don't know if she's going to call in or be in chat, but if she doesn't, I have it. So,
well, read it, love.
But I want Leah to do it if she calls in, so we'll wait.
How was the morning show? Tell us about it.
It was good. Another girl party. It was fun. just chatting, reading scripture, listening to songs.
Yeah, that's good.
Talking about cupcakes, of course. That's what I do on my morning the morning show. I talk about cupcakes with Leah. We talk about baking. And pizza. Mama passed pizza. Yeah, we talked about it all. And then we talk about our Lord Jesus. But he created all those things, we decided, so we could talk about them. So. No, it was good, though. It was good. A lot of scripture and singing, and it was good.
Yay. Pat, you're up next. Go down.
I have to tell you something. I was, my daughter and I went to the park, coming back, and I noticed all these fancy cars and everything, and my car is like older, you know, but it can see around. So I was just having a little talk, you know, not moaning or groaning, but saying, gee, why is everybody always has so much more nicer stuff? I wasn't really serious, you know. But I said, I said a good car would be wasted on me because I wouldn't appreciate it. And I'm going on. And all of a sudden Jesus says, don't even think about any of that. Like, don't let that bother you because you're not going to be here that long. He said it so clear in my heart.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I had to share that with you guys. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Hold on. Everybody's calling me. Oh. Yeah, so that was, and it was clear as a bell. Like, don't even think about any of this, you know, anymore. You're not going to be here that long.
So you're
that was
getting
today,
like,
this afternoon. Yeah.
So you're getting urgency of now, right, Pat?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, his presence is so close all the time. It's like we're together 24/7. There is no way, and I mean, you guys can understand me, if you're in love with him, there's no way you get away from him. His presence is stronger. He's talking to you, or, you know, it's just constant. And it's so beautiful, you know. I get little gusts of joy through the day because, you know, I just have it like, you know, the rest of you, I have this feeling like, gee whiz, we're going to fly soon. Really later. I know. It's crazy, the world. I'm listening to more news stuff and the bankers, and this one guy came out, and he said, you know why all the bankers are dying? And he said hundreds more are going to die because they don't want a banker to be like a Snowden and come out and spill all the garbage about how corrupt they are. So they're killing everybody who they think is possibly a threat. So he says that the so many that have died is nothing compared to the ones that are going to die to keep them shut up.
Some of them were suicide and the other ones were killed, right?
Most of them looked like suicides. Let's put it that way. He said the last choice you would have is jumping off a building. People don't do that. They have every other way to take their life. So they're tossed.
True.
Yeah.
So he said they were doing it because they don't want them to
come
forward.
Oh, they don't want them. And these are the higher-ups who are really into their thing and know
crazy.
The corruption like A to Z. And they don't want them talking, so off they go. They toss them. They kill them. Make them look like a car accident or whatever. And hundreds more will be killed.
He said that? Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
This insider came out and said that he found this out, that in the Swiss banks and whatever else, the higher-ups are going to go because they don't want them talking. And it's not because they're trying to save money or anything else. It's because they don't want another Snowden coming forth and spilling the garbage of
so
how corrupt everything is in the banking.
Yeah.
Because if people knew...
They took all the debt last time, and then they just repackaged it under new debt and then delayed it to the future. Well, the future is now that they're going to owe all that debt, and so that's why it's going to collapse.
Yeah. So it's
I mean, they can't afford the interest on these. they're not going to be able to even afford the payments on these loans. It's so bad. That's what's so bad about the whole
guys,
thing.
Guys, if we knew what Jesus knows with the evil, I mean, I don't think we could stand it. He's God. I mean, he's crying because of it, but he can take it. He's God, and he knows how he's going to deal with it. And hopefully all these people
but
will have some kind of conversion and not be end up in hell. But if we knew what God knows, we would practically keel over.
There was
you know?
A prophecy that God had said recently that he knew that man would be able to find his way, would be able to get his way out of this debt crisis, but he's not. God's not going to allow them to get out of it this time.
There is so much corruption, we would die if we knew. And these people are dying because they do know, and they got to go. Yep. They can't live.
So, I mean, I think, though, with the debt, that means that the economic class coming now. Because
it
of
must
that,
be.
I think the timing is, they know it's now, you know. Yep.
And God willing,
well, remember
we're out of
that, remember there's that Jubilee year in the Bible? There's the Jubilee year, and every 7 years after the Jubilee year,
right.
stock market has crashed, right? So the last
right.
one in 2000, there was one that was dropped 777 points, and then it was every 7 years. Well, the next 7 years would be 2015 September. So we know for sure it'll crash then, but
God help us.
Drops in between then.
Every day is like an adventure. I wake up and put the news on, and if half the world hasn't blown up, you know, I don't. But, you know, there was another earthquake. Wasn't there another earthquake today?
I didn't see any big
ones. In Mexico?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, 6 points on another
Mexico
one.
No, Mexico was a couple of days ago.
There's another one.
There was another one this morning that I report on the morning show. And I'll
How
strong?
Right.
Right.
How strong
right,
was it?
Right.
It was a
6.0.
Where was it?
I don't register 6.0. I don't register anything, but anything that's a 6, I don't register it in my mind because it's too low. I mean, usually I like to look for 7s and above, but that must be an aftershock of that last one, of that 6.8, right, a couple of days ago. Probably
right.
an aftershock.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The aftershock, it's an earthquake 6.0. I don't know the details. Someplace in Mexico.
That one, that 6.8 in Mexico really... It didn't cause much damage, but it shook the heck out of that place, Mexico.
It's waking people up.
Yeah.
That's what it's doing. It's making them have a think. And God's going to send a lot more other stuff to make people have a think. You know? And that's merciful. It is. Then we have to watch all the tornadoes and stuff out in the Midwest and everything like that now, you know, because it's spring. And they just, you know, that Joplin tornado was May 22nd. Well, that's like so many days away, and, you know, I bet those people are just freaking out, and they had the whole thing on it again, which was so horrible. So let's keep all these places that are vulnerable in prayer that, you know, God be merciful, and at least if they're going to hit hidden places out in the pasture somewhere and, you know, take a few cows, don't take some people, you know. It's terrible, and we've only just begun, you know.
Oh, this is nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, these people, every day it's like, where's their tornado? And it's all the section in red, you know. And we've had very bad thunderstorms and stuff today, but spotty, on and off. Tomorrow's gorgeous. Mother's Day is gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's in the 80s. Oh, my, I can't believe it.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness.
May 14th is a high rapture watch, too, because of that mid-trib sign, Revelation 12 mid-tribulation sign.
Yeah.
Going to the middle of tribulation with the sign in the sky, you know, with the stars around the woman's head.
There
was like 2 dates on that. I mean, 2 days that were written in that Daniel verse. I guess one of them would take you back to April 15th, the red blood moon. But the other date was May 14th. So I think May 14th is super high. Super
well, Christine
high
got that too a lot. And some others, the 14th, you know.
Yeah, the 14th,
So, but, you know, the real Passover, what I read, is on May 12th. The real Jewish Passover is May 12th. So I thought that was very interesting on Monday. You know?
I read that, too. Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to play into anything. Huh?
Which
we don't go
is
out
May 11th for us. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Tana. Go, Tana. Go.
It's May 11th for us. Because May 12th is May 12th in Israel at a certain point, so.
Their nation. Yeah, their birthday, right? Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's super prophetic.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
Yeah. Super prophetic.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I thought maybe that might come into play the 12th. I don't know. I'm just, you know, watching it all like everybody else. Oh,
in Israel,
God.
That's why I think that I mean, I just don't, honestly, if we don't go on the May 14th, I don't know how, I'm just going to figure out how God would justify the mid-trib sign and not start the tribulation. I'm trying to get to the bottom of that, because I need to know what's going on with it. That's a clear sign in the sky that can't be changed. So I want to know, trying to figure out by scanning prophecies and asking the Lord, what does that mean? How can we go by that date? You know, I don't know.
I don't think anybody knows. Yeah. Well, it's still the 10th, so a lot can happen.
It is the 10th.
Yeah. So we have some time. We have a few days yet to get really excited here.
Hi,
Mother's Day. Hi, love.
Hey.
I think I might be unmuted. This is Surabel.
Hi,
yeah.
Surabel.
I want to say hi to everybody. And you know what? Hi, and you know what?
Katie called me for Surabel's birthday. I was going to call you live during the show and wish you a happy birthday, but you called.
Thank you so much, you guys. I'm truly shocked because, like, back in January, like, I was literally like 100% sure I would not see this birthday. I was like, yep, I'm just going to go to heaven like this. I'm not going to see another birthday. And then I'm still here, but I'm not upset at all because, like, the Lord has just been encouraging me a lot. And, like, I saw a vision, like, just the other day where I was floating above the earth. I was floating above the earth, like, and I was floating through a whole bunch of space matter and a bunch of light. And I looked down, and the earth was, like, covered in, like, this sheet. And, pretty much meaning that the tribulation is like, you know what? We are already starting to ascend. It's kind of a crazy concept, but we are literally already starting to ascend. The only thing that takes is for our bodies to, like, disappear. But the ascension is already happening, and the tribulation is descending right now as we're ascending.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very
That's
exciting.
That's beautiful. Very beautiful. Wow.
But yeah,
wow.
I have a surprise, too. I'm very excited, and I love you guys, so I wanted to say hello.
Love you, too, sweetheart.
We love you, Surabel. No, everybody in the chat room, there's about
love
19
you,
people,
too.
And you need to, like, talk.
Oh, of course,
honey.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. I'm like, okay, so when am I going to have time to do this?
Now.
I decided I was going to do it because today is a special day because I was sure I would not see this day on Earth.
You're not alone.
Well, we hope you have a wonderful birthday today. You are special today.
Oh,
thank you
of course.
Very much. You guys are all special. You guys are my Rapture-centric fam.
Aww.
Well, it will be any time. We already know that. So you won't have another birthday, Surabel. This will be it. So
I know, right?
It will be around
Thank
this time.
Lord.
Yeah.
This is going to be everybody's birthday, pretty much.
Have you
time
been,
is going to overlap.
Surabel, have you been getting any visions, dreams, words from the Lord, anything about urgency of a rapture or anything like that?
Well, yes, because the one that I was saying about how I was floating up in the air, I was ascending, and then the Lord said, look down. And so I looked down, and I saw the earth getting covered. So pretty much that means that the rapture is literally already in process. We are rising in heaven right now.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Wow.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it, love it. Thank you, honey.
How old are you?
Surabel, did you graduate? Did you graduate as well?
Graduate college? Oh, no, I didn't. I would be graduating next year, but the Lord told me I'm not going to graduate. We know why.
Oh, wow.
How old are you today, Surabel?
I am 22 today.
Oh, my goodness, you're
a baby.
Happy birthday. Good for you.
Oh, you sound so mature and wise. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Really? Thank you.
Oh, you do. I thought you were, like, Because
you.
Of your voice, I thought maybe you were like 40 or something, because you just have this maturity about you.
Yeah, she's not old.
Oh, wow.
No,
thank
no.
You.
22 is a baby to me. I mean, I'm going to be 71, so 22 is like, you know, you're practically out of the cradle.
I'm
45
and halfway there.
I am a little baby. Everyone to me, like, I'm kind of shocked, too, because, like, the voices do sound like, it's almost like I'm the reverse. People's voices sound young to me.
Oh,
you sound very mature. I mean, that's
a
compliment.
Yeah, you do. You do seem
very
mature.
Oh, wow. Thank
you
very much.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty
no,
pretty
I
ball,
do.
Girl,
yes. 22.
Yeah.
Oh, my. That's how, yeah, my grandkids are your age. Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's like kind of an age. I think Luke was, what, 16 or 17, right? And
somebody's 17.
Roman's like 16
Roman's
or 18? Something.
Is he 18 or 20? I don't know, 21.
I think Roman's like,
Roman turned 18.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Legal.
Oh, that's right.
It's
okay, that's right.
It's Kashawn's birthday today, too, I think, right? Isn't it Kashawn's birthday today? Or what's his birthday?
Oh, my goodness. If it's someone else's birthday today, I'd be shocked because
I
feel like my birthday is a very rare birthday because I've met probably about five people in my whole life with my birthday.
Really? Kashawn's was yesterday, but yeah.
So Roman's legal now, so they told me to be 18 to be in the chat room, so he's legal to be in the chat room now.
It's like, you are now old enough to be in the chat room.
Yes, everybody, you're so mature for your age. You're throwing the ball. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Wow, thank you.
Blah Talk jumped in the chat room.
Hi,
Blah. We saw you, Blah, and we're glad you're here. You should call in, Blah, and wish, you should wish Thurville a happy birthday in your sexy voice. You should, Blah.
Oh, my goodness.
Do it.
Come on,
Blah. Come on. We'll do a lap dance for you, too.
Oh, my goodness. That's like a lot of service.
Judy, Blah will do a lap dance, too.
For your birthday, I have an awesome song for you that I want to dedicate. You're not hanging up, okay?
Aww. No way.
Okay.
No, stay,
honey. So, I hope you like it. I really do. I hope I make a good one for you.
I'm sure that I'm going to totally like it.
Aww. Okay. Are you going to dance? Can you see the chat room by any chance?
I cannot see the chat room. By the way, would you... message me because I don't know how to get to the chat room. I go to like the link to the Blog Talk Radio, but I can't find the chat room. You know, so that way if I can't call, I can just, you know, pop in and say hi.
Okay, yeah.
Did you log
in? If you scroll, I'll help you after the show. I will. Okay. Here we go. I think you're going to like it. Okay, here it goes.
Oh my gosh, I love this song. I totally love this song.
Revolution somehow. I did have a dream of her in it, though.
You had a dream?
Well, yeah, she was in it.
What?
Not like you think.
No, no, no. But you had a dream? What?
Well, I don't. Yeah. It was something weird. But anyways, it was like she gave me advice in a dream. So.
Oh. Anyway. Really? Oh, how
did you get married?
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
I did.
Do you remember what the advice was?
Yes.
We're listening.
Oh, I'm not going to share it. I was just saying.
He was taking on a romantic date for your birthday, Sarah Bell.
No.
That's so cute. That's so funny.
Anyway, I just called to say happy birthday. I was under intense pressure from the people.
Thanks.
I watch your videos all the time, and I think most of the people in this group probably, you know, I think we all appreciate you making videos and helping us and giving advice and, you know, just following God.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. That makes me happy. It makes me happy to know that I'm serving the Lord and I'm helping people. You know, that makes me happy.
Right. Hi, Bla. Mm-hmm.
Hello. Is that Tana?
Hello.
It is. Hi,
Bla.
Hello.
Yes. I'm a
bat. Oh,
I have some cupcakes to hand out. Tana, get some cupcakes to Sarabelle and the Bla.
Yeah, do you know what? I tried to get cupcakes today, but the cupcakes were too big. I wanted tiny cupcakes.
Aww.
Donna,
give
me
some little tiny ones.
I need a cupcake this big. Do you know that there's this place, it's called the Flying Cupcake? I don't know if you have them over where you are, but they give out free cupcakes if it's your birthday.
Aww.
Oh, cool. Which is kind of funny. I didn't go there today, but I think it's a cute little shop.
We do air communion, so since we do air communion, we'll just eat our air cupcakes. Tana, could you pass them out, please?
Yeah, flying cupcakes for the win.
Yeah, I have a special. I have a special red velvet one for Blah.
I was just going to ask for that. I love red velvet.
Yeah.
What did you just say? I can't understand you. Yeah, you guys are creeping me out. So
you could play the same game.
Yeah, that's why we brought you on the show today.
Love you, Bla.
Love you, Bla.
It'd be very funny if we did a broadcast with nothing but whispering.
Oh, they'll think we're totally gone.
No.
They'd be like, yeah, this is a scary place now.
Happy birthday, Sarah Bell.
Happy birthday.
Why is everybody whispering?
That's what Jesus said to me one day. Why are you whispering?
Really?
Yeah, I was talking to him. I was imitating what we were doing, and he says, why are we whispering? It was so funny. I was being a rapture retard with him, and he said, why are you whispering?
Yeah, I feel like you guys are going to get me in trouble. So.
Yeah.
Well, you're the one who's talking about your X-rated dreams. We're doing nothing.
I never said anything like that. I just said,
call
the lady, and she gave me advice.
Leave him alone. Give the guy a break.
Yeah, listen to Pat. She's got wisdom.
Leave him alone.
I agree with Pat. Why does everything have to turn X-rated on this church?
God. Because we're retards.
It's Bla's fault.
It's Bla's fault. It's my fault. Jeff fault.
She likes Bla's regular voice, too.
Yes,
you know,
very
you
nice.
Yeah,
Bla has a hot regular voice. Hi, Bla. That is cool.
Hey, Bla, if you live next to Sura and come to the party, we were all living close together. What for her party? What would you bring if we were having like
say,
a big like you know potluck?
What gift? Cool. Did you say what gift would I bring?
Mm-hmm.
What food would you bring to her potluck party?
Oh, what food? Well, I'll give you food and a gift. Let's see. For the food, obviously I'll bring a red velvet cake.
Yum.
And
ooh,
for the gift,
thank you.
It would be
oh
a
my goodness.
Snuggie to replace her blanket. So, yeah.
Oh, a Snuggie?
I'm the guy that
thank
was bothering
you.
Her
you
her
know what? I've
snuggie.
Never.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was you?
Yeah.
I saw your comment. I saw that. I was like, no, I've never had a Snuggie. They're probably really comfy, though.
What's a Snuggie?
How did you ever bring that blah?
It's like a blanket that hugs you.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I mean, they you know what? I think they used to have commercials about them or something, but like, I think they stopped doing commercials, but it's kind of old.
Oh, okay. I'm old.
Oh.
Were you chatting about that in the chat room, Sarah Bell with Bob? No?
About the Snuggie?
Yeah.
About the Huggy Snuggie?
I was wondering why you brought it to the party.
Oh.
No, it was like a joke because I was bothering her on her YouTube channel. As a random person, I do stuff like that. So.
That's funny.
Oh, geez.
You know what? I was like, I thought that was a funny comment. I really did. I was like, wait, I love a Snuggie. I've never had a Snuggie. But you know what, though? I was very comfortable in that video. I was.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was a Snuggie. I'm like, is that a Snuggie?
It was a very thin and comfy blankie.
Do they have feet?
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't?
Picture like a house robe just flipped the other way around.
Oh, is that what they're called? Oh, I know what you mean, yes. Those are very good when it gets cold, yeah. Yeah, they're great. I have one here written red. Yeah, I got one. I know what that is. Yep. Yeah, they're very good if it gets real cold or just chilled. It's great.
They make dog snuggies, too.
They do? You're kidding.
Yeah.
Everything for dogs.
So,
Tana, what kind of cupcakes are you going to bring to the party?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What kind of cupcakes is Tana going to bring to the party, your party, Sarah Bell?
What kind of
What kind do you like? I bring all random flavors.
I like
flavors.
Vanilla cupcakes with like some heart sparkles in it. The hearts are for Jesus. Yes.
Oh, yes. Sweet.
Do you know what's funny? I totally, at the same store where I was going to get the cupcakes, but I wanted some mini cupcakes, they had strawberries, like chocolate-covered strawberries with heart sprinkles, and I chose the one with heart sprinkles.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of funny.
Mm. Chocolate-covered strawberries are great.
Mm, yummy.
Yummy. Oh, yeah. The best.
We'll bring those to the party then.
Oh,
chocolate-covered.
Oh, yeah. Chocolate-covered strawberries. They're the huge ones. They're beautiful. They're so good.
Chocolate.
Dying down to heaven for sure.
So, you guys, you know this church has become RCC Reality Radio, right? You know that, right?
What?
Reality.
Yeah.
You know how
this is a reality family.
We're the first reality church, so we're like paving new ground. And because we are a really happy family. We're a little bit, you know, weird, but we're a family nonetheless. Just
this song. We are
And, you know, we are one big family, and I made a worship song to that. I made a video, and because we welcome to our family Emily. She's 15 years old, and she accepted the Lord as Jason's girlfriend's daughter, and we are so excited that Emily is now going with us in the rapture. Total miracle story. So exciting. We
beautiful.
Love you, Emily, if you're listening. And,
hi, Emily.
Oh, no, I just lost Blog Talk. Okay.
Love you, Emily.
Yeah, Emily's at the mall, Jason said. But I always think of her in that song. But, yeah, we're one big happy family, and we act like it, too.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
Amen to that. Family stuff. All family stuff. Good and crazy.
Cerebell, what are you going to do today? Anything extra special for your birthday?
I'm thinking that after I get off of here, okay, I feel like I have a lot of stuff that I want to do. I want to write. I want to call someone. I want to sleep because I couldn't sleep until 5 in the morning. It gets harder and harder every day to sleep. I think it's because, like, my spirit is so happy that I'm about to leave.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why else, but I'm like, I toss and turn and toss and turn, and I don't go to sleep, and then I'm just like, finally, mercy, finally.
Yeah.
So I'll probably rest. I mean, I did most of my activities earlier today. I kind of called in after just getting back, and I went to a little party, a little friend party, and then, I just kind of hung out. I came back home.
I'm glad you're with us now.
I'm glad, too.
Very good.
I like our little theme song that just went off.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Lee is on the line. And Victor, enjoy this word. I haven't heard it yet, but I heard it was good. Hi, Leah. Welcome, Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Hey, guys. How are you?
How are you, honey?
Good.
Okay,
Leah. I didn't catch the first hour of the radio show this morning, but Tana was hoping you would call in and share with us the word. I guess you had a word for the church.
Oh, yeah, I did this morning.
That would be wonderful to hear it. I know it's going to be good.
Okay. Hang on one second. Okay. So here is what it says. It says, "My church with arms and legs, for you do not sit stationary or idly by watching this world and waiting. For you have come together to call the lost and tell them that it is time to come home. For your words, your lives, and your testimony is heard by many, and oh, how precious it is the one who changes his mind and returns home to the Lord. For it is for that one to return home that you gather together as well as share my love between the members. You are one body, one voice of one accord. You are mine and I love you. You are not perfect because it isn't what I'm looking for. A perfect person and heart pleases me not, for it is the struggle that humbles you, the sacrifice that gives you endurance and joy that gives you reward. Know that each one of you are blessed and well taken care of here on your last days on earth, for soon you will be out of this world. But until then, keep spreading my love. I love you, and you are pleasing to me."
Beautiful. Wow. Thank you.
Can you read that again one more time?
Wow. I like that.
That was beautiful.
Okay. It says, "My church with arms and legs, for you do not sit stationary or idly by watching this world and waiting. For you have come together to call the lost and tell them that it is time to come home. For your words, your lives, and your testimony is heard by many, and oh, how precious is the one who changes his mind and returns home to the Lord. For it is for that one to return home that you gather together as well as share my love between the members. You are one body, one voice, of one accord. You are mine, and I love you. You are not perfect, because that isn't what I'm looking for. A perfect person and heart pleases me not, for it is the struggle that humbles you, the sacrifice that gives you endurance, and joy that gives you reward. Know that each one of you are blessed and well taken care of here on your last days on earth. For soon you will be out of this world, but until then, keep spreading my love. I love you, and you are pleasing to me.
Aw, I love that.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Leah.
Yes, thank you,
Jesus. Thank you.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, thanks.
They wanted me to read it. I said, no, Leah's got to come and read it. She's got to do it.
What was that, Tana?
Oh, I said y'all wanted me to read it, but I said, no, Leah's got to call in and read it.
Well, if you're ready for God's love, say hi.
I'm ready for the start of something new. Ready to depart from what make me blue. I'm ready for my heart to let you through. Most of all, I'm ready for the rain to pour down on me. I'm ready for a change to come and set me free. I'm ready for my loss to become victory. But most of all, I'm ready for your love.
hottest record.
Ready for your love. I'm ready for your love. We get it now. It's for free. Okay, so we have Blah and Surabelle and Leah and Keith and Pat and Tana on the phone. What a great group of people to be chatting with. So much spiritual oops.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's like that's a major dose of Kool-Aid right there. Mm-hmm.
That's a good
one. Is that Sarabelle eating her birthday cake?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it.
Give us some. We want some, too.
I don't have any cake right now, but I think I will on Friday because that's when the birthday party is.
Nice.
Yay.
Well, oh, Blah, I want to ask you something. Blah has quite a bit. He has a dream. He's a dream person. God gives him a lot of dreams. Blah,
yeah.
I wanted to ask you, I've heard so many of them, and you've sent them to me, and I've also read them in the chat room, and I'm always blessed by your dreams. I'm also blessed by the way that you handle them. You don't always know what they mean, but you share them. I wanted to know which one of your dreams stands out the most. Like, which one has spoken to you the most? And I also want to welcome Joe. Hi, Joe. We're glad you called in.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, Joe.
Love you, Joe.
Hi.
Blah, I don't know if you want to answer that, but...
Oh,
let's see. You had somebody exploring what the most significant one was. And, oh, by the way, Pat, you're back on. She got dropped. Hey, Joe.
No, my battery went.
Oh. Hey, Joe, remember about your healing? You know when you got your jaw healed?
Yeah. How could I forget?
And, okay,
for sure.
Somebody... his way 777 in the chat room, he wanted to know, did you ever get the medical proof of that? Cause, I mean, remember last time we talked, you were going to... So tell everybody what happened. They couldn't find... Can you tell us what happened, what the miracle was with your jaw?
Yeah, for sure. I broke my jaw in three places.
Oh, my goodness.
Snowboarding. It's fun. But anyway, so they had to do... you know, three different bone grafts on it to, like, put it back together, kind of make it a jaw again. So one of the bone grafts formed this, like, the best way to describe it, it looked like a shark's fin, just like a triangle, like, bone spur of doom that just was, like, digging up. And I was like, oh, it hurts. And they were X-raying it. Or I think they don't do X-rays. That's the thing. They're doing MRIs.
Mm.
That'll come up why later in the story. I go back to have it extracted, and, you know, two nights before, I was chatting with Roman, and he led me through healing, had me, like, put my hand on my jaw. I felt, like, fire heat come through my hand. It was truly amazing, just flooded with the spirit. And, again, I couldn't have picked a more skeptical person. Like, I don't doubt what any of my brothers and sisters say, but just healing's never worked for me. And I was just like, that's fine. Like, I'm meant to obviously feel a lot of pain because I always seem to break stuff. But anyway, it was completely gone. I mean, gone to the point where I walked into the oral surgeon 2 days later and supposed to have this operation and was like, look, this isn't there, you know. And my oral surgeon already thinks I'm like halfway to crazy because I've been telling him, you know, oh, I'm pushing off this operation because I'm getting translated, you know, by my Lord. So yeah, they just, you know, he's like, all right, Joe. But I asked, you know, can you take another film before you operate to see if it's still there? Because I'm telling you, I don't feel it there. Long story short, he wouldn't because it had to be an MRI, and it's like, you know, it cost me a lot of money. And I was just like, all right, you know, open me up, dig around, whatever. So he opened me up, dug around. You know, I was unconscious, obviously. When I woke up, you know, I had a bunch of stitches in my mouth, and I was like, so? And he's like, I didn't find a thing. He's like, this is weird. Yeah, I dug around. Like, 40 minutes I've been there. Yeah, and I was just like, I told you. And he's just, and then he really started getting interesting. He's like, so tell me about this blood moon that's coming up. This was like a month and a half ago. So it was pretty cool. But, yeah, so that's never come back. You know?
Wow. That was an amazing thing. Wow.
Well, a lot of people, they listen to this show, and his weight 77, he wanted to have a follow-up on that. So he could not find the bone, right? It was like a bone spur or something floating around, and then they went to go look at.
Yeah, I mean, it was big. It was like between an eighth and a quarter inch. I mean, it was like almost the size of a tooth. You know, he was a really big bone spur. Like when they do graft, sometimes your bone will overgraft and just make, you know, big thing about, like, and that's like a little volcano, the way those push up, same thing. Side of like a mountain. I mean, this wasn't something they could lose or pluck out without noticing. Like, this was big, you know, it was a big deal. Like, I think, you know, it's a pretty intense surgery. But, opened me up, and it wasn't there. And, you know, a few days before, it surely was. I felt it, you know, every second of life, every day. That's cool.
Thank God.
I'm so happy for you.
Sure.
Yeah, wow. Super-duper. That's good.
Joe, do you feel comfortable saying, based on medical evidence and the x-ray, that God supernaturally healed the jaw?
Oh, without a doubt, definitely.
And the doctor agreed to it as well?
Again, the doctor's like, I don't know what, you know, there's no reason to take a film because I just opened you up. It's not in there. He's like, it's gone. I don't know how it's gone. It couldn't have popped out. I mean, he's like, yeah, this is remarkable. And then he wanted to know more about God because I was like,
wow, yeah.
Planted seeds before that. And I guess I talk a lot when I'm starting to go down under an anesthesia. So I was telling him all kinds of stuff, apparently.
Damn, everybody, I think I'm going to have to hang up now, but I am chilling out in the chat room.
Okay.
Wait, you're not in the chat room? I just saw Sir Angel 123. Is that you?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me.
Oh, awesome. So you're going to stay in chat with us?
Yeah.
Go. Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. Okay, bye then. We love you.
Okay, right, honey. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling in.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
See you in chat.
Thank you. All right. No, bye. Love you, too. Bye.
Bye-bye, honey.
So, Blah, do you have any recent dreams about the rapture or anything? Or anything, any latest stuff on rapture-oriented dream?
Yeah. I think Tana shared it a little bit in the morning. It was a really complex dream with, like, three different parts, but I don't know. Some of it was, like, kind of like, there was, like, just different things mixed in. I guess I could read you some of that. Let me find it real quick. I'm obviously going to skip a bunch of stuff because, like I said, it was, like, a multi-part dream.
Wow.
So the thing is, I was supposed to go to somebody's house to fix their guitar because it was going to be a birthday present. Anyways, when I was ready to go home, I realized I didn't have my car, and I was wondering if I should call my sister for a ride, so I decided to walk home. As I was walking in the grass along the street, I kind of heard, kind of like, I guess when people get visions, only this is like in a dream for me, like I could hear everybody around the world, like what they were thinking, and everybody in the world knew, like it was their thought that the rice comes before the rapture. And all over the world, lots of people in India and just all over the world, they were praying that the rice would hold up the rapture forever. As I mean, this is obviously not a good prayer, but this is what they wanted. And I looked at the grass as I was walking, and it was covered with rice. It was like, it was squishy. So I don't know if it rained the day before or what. And then in the dream, I remembered today, is my brother's birthday. So in the dream, I was just thinking, oh, it's my brother's birthday today. So that was the most recent sort of rapture dream. Before that, it was the one on the plane. And I don't know if I told you, but did I tell you guys about that one?
No, please do.
Hmm.
Please do.
Okay.
No.
I guess I have to find that one too. I'll try and do it from memory. In that dream, I was on a plane with somebody else, and the interior of the plane was very large, and the carpet and all of the seats were blue, like a royal sort of blue. Anyway, I was kind of sitting in the smaller seats, but they were larger, sort of big, lavish, like lazy boy type seats. I'm skipping some things, but eventually got to the point of lunchtime and or supper, whatever it was. We had a meal, and around mealtime that we were in these huge, you know, like restaurants have booths. We were in booths, and we had a meal, and it was kind of like a flatbread. In the dream, for whatever reason, I was thinking of it as sort of like a quesadilla. And let's see here. So we had this meal, kind of like a quesadilla. When it was done, we were sitting there, and somebody got up. And the second they got up, I kind of understood that this person knows me and the person I'm with, like, really, really well. Only I couldn't tell if this person was male or female. They were older. And they got up, and they went to their seat, and they turned around, and they held up two bottles and said, "I've always found this conducive to a rendezvous society." And so they walked over. And at that point, I was like, oh, it's the Holy Spirit, because I couldn't put my finger on whether or not it was a man or a woman. And so walked over and began to pour wine. And I don't remember having a glass, and I don't remember the person I was with having a glass. And the bottles that they were pouring were like kind of like a sparkling sort of shining, I don't know, kind of looked like bright yellow orange, but it was sparkling. And they poured that, and I don't know if they poured it like into our persons or into our glasses because I don't remember us holding glasses. So the Spirit started to pour, and then and the Holy Spirit said, I think it said something like, "I'll give you a little taste. A little taste is okay," and just kept pouring, and like way more than what the bottle held, like. The bottle wouldn't empty, and basically that's how the dream ended, just them, you know, the Holy Spirit just pouring.
Wow.
So, that was a cool dream.
Yeah.
Sounds like it represents the Holy Spirit about ready to pour out on the land with the, you know, that 144,000 thing, you know, the anointing.
Wow, what do you think about
cool.
the squishy rice?
I was just going to bring that up. Judy, have you ever, anyone ever been in the East and walked on a rice paddy?
No.
It feels
no.
just like you described. It feels 100% like you just described. Like, I walked in and I was like, how could stuff grow in this? And that's what it grows in. It's just squishy.
Well,
and that's why it's so amazing. You know, from God, he gave you a real feeling. That's what it feels like to walk around in a rice paddy. You have no idea. But in your dream, that's what it felt like. It's what it feels like in real life.
Yeah, I've never walked around in a rice paddy, aside from
oh,
that.
You're missing out on a good time, bro. Come on.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, but then your previous dream was rapture-oriented, and then you had said your brother's birthday was today
was
or
the
something,
ninth.
Right? So,
yeah,
okay,
it was the
so
ninth.
That means that it sounds like the rapture is soon based on that dream. That's pretty.
Yeah.
That's a real
Stacy and Raina, they were both sort of helping me trying to figure out what that was, and I guess we came to the conclusion that the rice in that dream that everybody was praying would be held up was the barley, you know, because
oh.
like, you know, barley's kind of like a super sort of rice, and so if the bride is the barley, you know,
yeah.
My interpretation of that is that these people are hoping that it takes a really long time for the bride to, let's say, you know, for the harvest of the bride, so long that it delays the rapture. But, you know, so we're just waiting for the bride or the barley to come in, then you'll have the wheat and everything else following it.
Yes, yeah.
Well, that was what I thought, so I'm open to ideas.
That makes sense.
That's super deep, I mean, because, you know, our Lord's enemy, our enemy, would do anything to put this on hold and have a little more time to, you know, be on the loose, but, you know, we know that's not going to happen.
Yeah, he has his own timing, and of course,
yeah.
Everything with him is, I mean, he's sovereign, you know, whatever he wants is going to happen. I mean, you might think you're winning, but it's, you know, you're just deluding yourself, so.
Yeah, I mean, he's the beginning and the end. He's already won. I mean, he's the end of this. That's the amazing part. It's, you know, there's no surprise in God. He's already seeing how this plays out.
Yeah. From that perspective, it's really funny that somebody would even try to contend with him, which is kind of like my other dream. I've had a few where it was basically I got to see, like, maybe from his perspective of, like, contending with the enemy. It was like, look, I'm going to win, and I already won. You just don't accept it yet. So.
That's it, right on. I often wonder the same thing. Like, why doesn't he just give up? Why does he have to drag this on? I mean, but that's the thing. He just wants to take as many with him and make the suffering as much as possible and kind of, for lack of a better word, thumb his nose at God as much as he can while he can, because he knows what's coming.
Yeah.
So, in the reach. We just have to kind of really understand in our spirits that God already won as well. Just because the more we understand it, the more power we carry when we use Jesus' name as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's all about knowing who we are in Christ and using Jesus' name. So we have to really understand that He already won and know it in our spirit.
Go to work now. We love you. We'll look forward to
seeing
you.
Bye.
We'll see you soon.
When you get back, we'll look forward to seeing you, hon. Could somebody lead us in communion so we can, you know, we might not, this could be our last communion. Who knows? You know, the Lord is coming. A lot of people on YouTube have gotten the month of May, have gotten this weekend. I know He's coming. So let's do communion. Who wants to do it?
Yeah, bye, all. I'll be listening. I won't be in chat, so I'll be listening. But, yeah, let's translate while I'm at work tonight. That would be awesome.
Amen.
That sounds great,
awesome.
Hannah. Translate it while you're at work. Let's do it.
Yeah, that'll wake them up.
Got it.
Yeah. Well, Joe, are you tired of being the communion guy? Do you want someone else to do it?
I never tire. Someone else would like to volunteer, then absolutely. Fresh communion's always good, but if no one wants to, I'll cover it.
I like it when you do it. It's almost like it's
I love
just
so
the way
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So that's me doing it. All right, let me put down my Windex bottle and get in the zone here. Communion for me personally is a very deep thing. I mean, I never even took of it until a little over 4 months ago when the Lord came back to me and told me just fully and said, this is for you. Because I was raised as a Jehovah's Witness, and it was only for certain people they'd celebrate that. That's the only holiday that religion celebrates. I'm 37. I was in that boat around 17 or 16 when I was able to leave home. But it was always something, it was always sour to me. It was always just like, that's why it's, once I realized what it was and how it explained to me and what it really means, because I was taught it meant something entirely different, and it's for, like, a special sect, and, you know, God loves us all. There's no special sect. All of us are different. All of us are very powerful in very different ways, and we all complement each other. That's why we all are part of one body. But our Lord, who loved us so much, asked very few things of us. But one thing He did ask is that we do this in remembrance of Him. And we do it to proclaim His returning. So that's what we're going to do now. with communion, which took place at the Last Supper. It's called, it's on Niacin 14. It was the eve before he was crucified. During the meal, he took the loaf of bread. He broke it, prayed over it. He said, "This means my body, which I give in your behalf. Keep doing this in remembrance of me. Let us eat together." Later in the meal, the Lord filled his cup with wine. He did not partake of it. He passed it around and said, "This cup means the new covenant by virtue of my blood. Keep doing this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let us drink together." "For as often as you eat this loaf and drink this cup, you keep proclaiming the death of our Lord until he arrives."
Miles ago when she was running low on faith in gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. And before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the
psychic reading. That was really funny.
Well, that's what he said, and I thought it was funny.
No, that really was funny. I like that hit, so I also.
I know. I love psychic readings. I do them all the time. Like, when with my students, they would say, tell me what you know, because I would go down the row in my class, and I would give prophetic words for my students, and they would beg me, Mrs. Smith, please, can we do the thing where you give us each word? And I would say things that the Lord was telling me about them, and they were like, how did you know that? But, like, it became so popular that we weren't getting any of our schoolwork done, so I'm like, we can only play this game, like, maybe once a month, you know? But prophetic words are really fun. Don't take them for granted. You know, when God gives them, it's an amazing thing. And as always, go to the Lord first. But, you know, you don't have to worry. If someone gives you a word that's not quite right, it's not like they're giving you a demon, okay? Just be blessed, you know, just be blessed. So his way, if you're awake in the chat room, let us know if you're awake. We're going to play telephone on you, because then otherwise I have to read your words in the chat. So we're glad you came by, glad you didn't die in your surgery, but you're okay, and we love you. So...
Who is this person? Do we know anything? Who is this person that wants the reading? Did they talk in the chat room, or is it just silent?
Yeah, he's in the chat room. He's in the chat room.
Okay.
And he's not really rapture centric, but he wants a reading. Oh, good, he's here. Hi. All right. He said he could use a word. So let's just do it. Let's just ask the Lord. Is there anything specific? If there is his way, go ahead and post it. But other than that, we'll just get started. And we'll ask the Lord to bless you today. Lord, we thank you for his way. We thank you for bringing him here. And Father, I thank you for doing what you need to do in his life. And we pray that we would get words from heaven, straight from your heart, that would bless him and encourage him today. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you, Lord.
I have a word, Judy.
Go for it.
Okay, it's me, Keith. One thing that when the Lord shows me his spirit, he shows me that he's having a hard time making choices in life. Looks like I can just see, like, he looks troubled. And he's having trouble making decisions, and he feels like there's a lot of choices and about what to decide on. And these are, like, life choices, decisions with his life. And he's just not sure, confused and frustrated. God tells me the reason why you're having troubles making those choices with your life is because you're trying to make the choices yourself with your mind, and you're not going to be able to do that. God says you need to give the choices to him and ask God, and he will give you the answers, because he sees all and he knows all, and more importantly, he knows what's best for you on your path. So, like the Lord, because so funny, Lord just told me just now, let Jesus take the wheel, okay? So hand him the wheel of your life and let him make the let Jesus choose. He always makes it. He's the best at everything. He'll make your choices for you, and then you can rest in him. So this seems like a little bit, this person lives in their head, more logical, so they have a harder time doing that. So you're going to just need to say, Lord, here's my problems. Here's what I want to do. Here's what I'm confused about, and now I take all these things, and I put them on your altar, Father God, and I ask for you to make those choices for me, and let me know clearly and dream or vision or impression of what I should do and open up the doors in my life of where I need to go and close those doors of where I need to not go. And God will do that. So that's the word I got.
Kate, it's funny. This is Tana. I kind of got something similar. Not a long thing, but he says, I love him. His steps are guided by me is basically what he told me. So meaning trust him because your steps are guided by him, basically.
Hmm. Yeah, I have one. Pat, his way 77. Your faithfulness is precious to me. Apparently you're hanging in there. Know that all is in my hands. I see all, I feel all. Your concerns, they are mine to carry for you as you trust me to heal your life. Tell me everything. I am always near you, in you, listening, my dear son. I love you, your Jesus.
Can you read that again, Pat?
Yes. Your faithfulness is precious to me, and I'm gathering that you're I'm feeling that you're struggling, but you're faithful to God. You want God to be so in your life that you're just in tangent with him. You want to work with him. You want to feel everything that he feels and make the right decisions to please him. That's really just inside you. So he says, know that all is in my hands. I see all, I feel all. Keith, you just said that. Your concerns, they are mine to carry for you as you trust me to heal your life. Tell me everything. I am always near you, in you, listening, my dear son. I love you. You're Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah.
See,
it has the same theme.
I like how your dog is confirming. Your dog is, like, confirming. He's, like, singing or something.
No, he wanted to take a walk, and my other daughter took the funny-looking dog out and left him. So this dog is like human. He talks to everything. Oh, it's hysterical, absolutely hysterical. He's so human, almost.
Yeah,
and he's sweet. He's sweet as can be.
Because the dog chose just now to start doing that. I love it. I think it's great. Because I think
he's saying anything in the chat room about that?
Hey, can you see the chat room, Keith?
I can't, no.
All right, well, you didn't know this, Keith, but in the chat room, Alana got a word, and you said it right after she posted it. So I was amazed, and everybody in the chat room was, Alana said his way. I am getting something like, make the right choice. And that's what she said, and you came in and said, make the right choice, right after she wrote that.
Oh, funny. Oh, my gosh. I was, like, getting frustrated. I'm like, gosh, I'm not seeing the chat room. What's going on? I'm laying in bed. So that was so cool. Praise God.
That was wonderful. Those are beautiful words. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness and goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
We hope you were blessed this way. These are definitely words from the Lord to
Amen.
You.
Yeah, they're all running together here.
I know. Cool.
And I think his name that he was chose for chat was prophetic, given by God, his way. So God's way.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he wants God's
way.
He's searching for God's way.
Yeah.
He is.
What's his name in the chat room? I never heard all the name. What was his name?
His way.
His way.
7-7,
I think.
7-7. Yeah.
Okay, I missed that first part. Okay.
And he's searching for God. He wants that with all his heart. But life can get in the way.
I know. God really opened up the messages and the energy so we could see what's going on.
Yeah. He'll be okay.
Oh, he'll be fine.
Roman in the chat room says, his way, your rest matters to me. Stop focusing on others and now focus on me. I can solve your problem.
Amen.
There you go.
And I just want
love
to tell
you,
Roman. I want to tell
love
Sarah Bell, we don't know why Blog Talk takes on certain people and they get kicked out of chat. Sarah Bell, we really don't know why, but if you just hang in there, but we stay in here all night. So, Sarah Bell, if you get kicked out when the show ends, all you have to do is click on a future show and scroll down, and there we will be. It was Saturday night. I think we're going to have a little bit of a party in chat, Carolyn. But anybody else have a word for you? I bet Leah does. Oh, wait. Leah, do you have a word? Leah, darling.
I need more time because, like, when you guys were doing that, I was, like, in the middle of, like, finishing cooking food for my grandma, so I couldn't write anything. So I'll get back to you.
No, that's no problem. Let's sing a song, Angels Forever. Grandma Pat and Tana's listening.
Okay.
Anyone in chat wants to share, go for it.
You want me to read you and I?
Sure.
Okay. He said, say this. Right now I offer you all my power to believe, to hope, and to love, and I'll take it. By dint of saying this to me, you will make your heart an altar of reconciliation, both for yourself and for the world. Again, and in my sight, it will be like Noah's rainbow that joined earth and heaven on its two buttresses, man and the man God, forming only one figure. You feel very small and very much alone. Noah, too, was very small and alone on the earth, and yet God allowed him to save the human race. One little lonely soul, lost among the people of the earth, but united to the Son of God in the fullness of his blessed will, may, through his compassionate heart, become an instrument for the uplifting of others. Then gather up all the powers that I have given you, bind them together and surrender them to me. I'll use them as my own. What are you but a heap of good intentions? And to whom should you reach out, if not to your source? Do you know anyone greater than God? Have you another friend like Christ? And after so many proofs, how far have you advanced? What is your response? When will your love begin? Don't you feel how flickering and feeble it is? When will you quicken it to a luminous, steady flame? Don't you think that in some other... He said, don't you think that in your place someone else might have held the torch better? And she said, yes, Lord, I have never deserved any of your favors. She says, change me. And he says here, he says, change yourself by patiently beginning over and over again. Watch and pray. You do pray, yes, but pray in another way, seeing everything through me, full of confidence, with a sense of your poverty. Then I'll help you, my poor crippled little girl, paralyzed by so many weaknesses from birth, and you will travel along new paths. You will leave behind your old slavish attachments, for my yoke is gentle. You will no longer be the one you serve. Christ will be the one you serve. What a difference! And because you will serve him and not another, weaving him into the very warp and woof of your day, he will call you his bride, he who was your servant. If you have to make sacrifices to reach me, don't worry about them. I'm in you. I'll shoulder their weight. And if you find no words to express your love, keep silent, and I in you will speak to myself. If you can't keep your thoughts on me, come back to me as soon as you notice this, gently, without bitterness against yourself. Since I can put up with you, you can surely put up with yourself. Transmute this into an opportunity of being humble. Oh, never miss one of such blessed opportunities. My little girl humble, what a joy for me. You see, you understand, I see all that's going on inside you. I can fathom you. Don't parents see right through their little child? And I, shouldn't that hearten you? Shouldn't it help your inner life? I'm at rest in your soul. So there you go.
Praise God.
That was nice.
Yeah, thank you, Pat.
You're welcome, honey.
Pat.
Whatever I can do, I'm here.
Hey,
like
guys,
everybody else.
Let's lift each other up. Let's lift up... who needs prayer? Let's lift up the entire body here.
Yeah.
I know Joe has family coming in for the weekend. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer right now. We love you, Jesus. Let's just pray. Let's just pray for one another. Okay? Let's just pray for one another.
I was just thinking that. So funny.
Oh, really? That's wonderful. Jesus wants us to pray.
Yeah. I'll start off.
Okay.
Lord, we love you very, very much. We thank you for all that you do for us. We thank you for every single person, Lord, that's been affected by RCC, that listens on the radio, people that are in the chat room, Lord, anyone out there that's been affected, maybe word of mouth, they heard from someone else. We ask, Lord, you continue to just bless RCC so we can bless others, Lord, and allow these blessings just be like ripple effects and just keep going and going and going. We thank you, Lord, for your power and your love. We ask that you just open up your power, Lord, on all the members of RCC and just let it loose, Lord. Let your glory
your power, your strength, your blessing of wealth and health and happiness and joy and peace. Just open them up, Lord, and let them flow into all of our lives. We thank you for being there for us and all that you do. We glorify your name, Jesus, above all names. We thank you for always being with us in RCC and being one of the callers on the phone every time and being one of the people in the chat room every time. We know you're chatting with us and you're listening with us and you're on the phone with us and you're playing the music with us and dancing with us. And we love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. We praise you. Praise you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Father, fall on us in the most precious way together as a body. I'm praying, Father, that you would touch us as a unit, as a group. And with the mighty wind of your spirit in this last hour, Father, touch your body, your RCC body, Father. Touch us in ways that we cannot argue it is our Creator, flirting with us through dreams, vision, peace, joy, love, and extra measure poured out on one another, Father. I pray for peace in the mind, for anyone struggling right now in this body with a lack of peace. I pray peace and mental stability and temperance. I pray for calmness of mind, calmness of spirit. I pray for peace that passes all understanding. In Jesus' name, peace. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we just lift up this beautiful family that is so in love with you, and thank you for the freedom that we have in you with each other, that we can just be ourselves totally with you. You've become the God-man, so, and you so want to be family, and that's what we're all trying to do, is just be this loving, sincere family that invites you and doesn't leave you out of anything, even the silly moments or the more serious moments or the prayers we offer up or the reaching out to people who are listening and just lifting each other up. I mean, Holy Spirit, just let it be a great blessing to anybody who's listening, that you just spread this like a wildfire and touch hearts and then bring them into the arms of our Lord Jesus, and that they will just give him their lives and trust that he has all the answers. He has peace. He has the sanity they need. The world is just, I mean, alone, that should be telling people that, you know, they really need the Lord more than ever. And whatever we can do here, we lift each other up to be strong in your will, strong in your love, and that we just share that with everybody and just keep blessing us, Lord, and showing us, Holy Spirit, guide us so that we can bring everyone in to the Father's kingdom. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and your faithfulness, which endure forever. And I thank you for all of my brothers and sisters here tonight that are always, you know, watching and looking around, waiting for the Lord to get here. Father, I ask that you pour out your spirit into each one of us and fill our cups to overflowing. And ask for divine grace and protection from you. Also, Father, bring in the rest of the bride, the rest of the barley, the rest of the people that don't even know, the ones that aren't even watching. I ask that you shake this earth and wake them up. Shake them out of bed, shake them out of their sleep, so we can come home. We've been watching for a little while now. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
somebody else is next.
I think we covered everybody, Joe. You going to pray?
And Roman is in love. Roman said that was an amazing prayer time that Blas glorified. It was. I don't know if you guys are feeling the peace of the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, calmness and spirit. Is everyone feeling that?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
What it seems to me is like right before you go to bed, you get that really tired, good feeling. It feels like mm-hmm. We thank you for your peace. Thank you for peace that you give your people as a blessing. Thank you, Jesus.
Judy, can you play the song, How Deep Is Your Love?
What's that, huh?
Will you play How Deep Is Your Love?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's
Jesus,
perfect.
This for our Lord. This for Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your deep love. Okay, I'll find it. I'll get that going.
Also, if we could give a special blessing to our brother, his wife 777, who I'm being shown is no stranger apparently to physical pain, but you know that's nothing. He's a warrior with that. But emotional pain is what he's feeling. I pray that you bless him, Lord, with the peace that only you can give. Only you know how to do it. Only you know how to bless him. So I pray that you bless our brother, that you show him something extraordinary, make him feel your spirit extraordinary, make him feel your peace. Which is the only healing, Lord.
Jesus, heal him by thy stripes, we are healed. And cover him with thy precious blood and holy wounds for healing. We claim healing. In thy name, Jesus, amen.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Now, if you go to chat, Raina tells you press the pause button and you won't get kicked out. But if you do get kicked out, you can jump back in. You guys know we're here most of the night, past midnight. Bless you. There's lots of, this is a high watch weekend, so I hope to see you guys in the air.
Yep.
Yeah.
You
got it. Love you, Lord.
Get us, Lord.
You get us, Lord.
Ready, you were ready.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Jesus.
And how?
Love you, Pat. And love you, Judy.
Love you, everybody. Just everybody.
Love you, little John.
Chat online. Little John, Judy,
yeah.
Keith,
yep.
Law, just everybody. Everybody. I love you.
Aaron.
Hang in here.
Love you all. No.
Yeah, he's got it all.
We
we'll understand when we're there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we agree in Jesus' name, too. Everybody in the bride's going to have perfect health every day.
Yes.
And blessings, financial blessings. We agree in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I know you got choked up there, Pat, huh, on that.
Yeah, that song makes me cry.
I know. It does need to. It's so, so beautiful. It's with Jesus.
Yeah, he's saying, how deep is your love, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we want to tell him. We want to show him big time. He's got
it.
It
saves us, doesn't it? It's so
yes,
good
it
for
does.
Us.
Yes, it